reflective of the people you service is incredibly important.
Being community technique is just serving people.
I initially got into this job to help people, and we're here to serve.
This is a career that you have to be called to. And if you answer the call, the rewards start from day one.
Thank you. your attention to the third base line, and please welcome Tina Hutchinson of the Ultra Lights, Mary Bridge, first pitch. Tina is here with her immediate family and work family, celebrating 25 years of service with Mary Bridge Children's Hospital. Congratulations, Tina. All right, Tina, let's see that arm of yours. Nice job, Tina.
Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Rainiers host the Sugarland Space Cowboys. It is the third game of a six-game series. Rainiers trying to close the gap on the division leaders in the second-half standings of the Pacific Coast League. Whoever wins the second half locks up a playoff spot. Round Rock is in first place. They have been for a couple weeks now. The Rainiers are three games back and in third place right now. And we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. Just 22 games remain in the regular season. The Rainiers have played even with Sugarland so far in this series. They won the opener on Tuesday, 5-0, pitching their fifth shutout of the year. Yesterday, though, was the other side of the coin. Sugarland won 12-1 as the Space Cowboys blasted five home runs last night, three of which were three-run homers. Rainiers looking to get back into the win column here tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers, left-hander Logan Allen. Allen making his sixth start and 10th appearance since joining the Rainiers. He's 3-0 with a 3.27 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sugarland right-hander Ronel Blanco, who's been riding the shuttle between AAA and the big leagues back and forth this year. And while with AAA, Sugarland in 10 appearances, he's 4-3 with a 4.75 ERA. So Ronel Blanco on the hill for Sugarland and Logan Allen for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight here at Cheney Stadium. It rained all day here in Tacoma, but stopped about an hour and a half ago. And we actually have some sunshine and a rainbow is visible here at Cheney Stadium as first pitch is approaching. We've got some roster moves to report. We'll get you caught up on that when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Tacoma hosting Sugarland tonight in Game 3 of this six-game series that runs through the weekend. We've got night games tomorrow night and Saturday night, the day game to wrap up the homestand on Sunday is at 1:35. Then the Rainiers hit the road for 2 weeks and then return home for the final six home games of the year, the final games of the season, September 19th to 24th, wrapping things up unless the Rainiers make the playoffs and they are still in the mix. Well, we have some roster moves to report today. The Mariners made a waiver claim today. They claimed former Rainier and Mariner Dom Leon, who was recently put on waivers by the Angels, and Leon is going to join the Mariners' bullpen. They needed room for him on the 40-man roster, so they designated Rainier's reliever Devin Sweet for assignment, so we'll have to wait and see if he clears waivers. In the meantime, the Rainiers have activated left-handed reliever Blake Wyman from the development list, and Wyman is available for tonight's game. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma, with tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members. Our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys, they're the Houston Astros AAA club. Their manager is Mickey Story. They have a record of 51 wins and 77 losses. Leading off for Sugarland, playing first base, is Bly Madris. Batting second, the right fielder Joey Loperfido. Hitting third, center fielder Pedro Leon. In the cleanup spot, second baseman David Hensley. Cesar Salazar bats fifth. He does the catching. Hitting sixth, designated hitter Andrew Knapp. Batting seventh and playing left field is J.J. Matijevic. Hitting eighth, third baseman Rylan Bannon. And batting ninth, shortstop Dixon Machado. On the mound, Ronel Blanco. Blanco's 4-3 with a 4.75 ERA. Well, the Red Ears are 68-60 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for the Red Ears and playing center field, playing shortstop today is Ryan Bliss. Batting second, the designated hitter, Jared Kelnick. Hitting third, right fielder, Zach Deloach. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman, Jake Shiner. Batting fifth and playing center field is Taylor Trammell. Isaiah Gilliam will hit sixth. He is in left field. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Robbie Tenorowicz. Hitting eighth, second baseman, Riley Unruh. At batting ninth and doing the catching is Pedro Severino. On the mound, Logan Allen. Allen is 3-0 with a 3.27 ERA. Umpires, Matt Bates has the plate. Cody Oakes is the crew chief. He's at first base. And over at third, it's Dane Ponsack. Tacoma and Sugarland, game three of the six-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Right Ears Baseball as we've got ourselves a rainbow in right field here at Cheney Stadium tonight as this game gets underway. The Right Ears and the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Rained most of the day, but it stopped about 90 minutes ago, just in time for a little Pacific Coast League baseball on your Thursday night. Logan Allen on the mound. Plyma Driss stands in for the Houston Astros AAA club, and the first pitch of the game is fouled off, and we are underway. 62 degrees, the game time temperature this evening. Logan Allen, lefty. Now with the 0-1, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Allen, a mid-season acquisition by the Mariners. He pitched the first half for Albuquerque, the Colorado Rockies affiliate, working as a reliever. But upon joining the Mariners organization and being assigned to Tacoma, he was quickly moved into the rotation. He throws a strike now to Madris, and the count goes to 1-2. And Allen's done a nice job for the Red Ears in the rotation, pitching to a 3.27 ERA through his first 33 innings. He has struck out 30 and walked 20. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to right field and not deep. Coming in on it is Deloach, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the first inning. Ply Madris flies out to right field. Well, last night when Sugarland hit all those homers, we had no wind at all here at Cheney Stadium. Tonight we have a breeze gusting in from center field from time to time, so that could come into play. Here's Joey Loperfido, left-hand hitter. And Allen's pitch is grounded to the left side and knocked down by Bliss. He picks it up and tries to throw it to first base, but had no chance to get Loperfido, who reaches on an infield single. So Loperfido has the infield hit. He's aboard for Pedro Leon, who is Sugarland's home run leader with 21 homers this year, 252 average, 71 runs batted in. Allen looks at Tenero. It's holding the runner on. The pitch is low as the runner takes off and steals second base without being challenged by Severino. So a steal right away for Loperfido. And that's his second steal since coming up from AA in just his 14th AAA game. Allen now fires down and in for a ball. He faced Sugarland at their place on August 2nd, his only start against them this year. And he went five innings and allowed one run that day. Good outing. Here's his 2-0 pitch to Leon. And it's swung on and bounced foul. And it's fielded in the third base coach's box by the Sugarland manager, Mickey Story, who is something of a PCL veteran now. Two balls, one strike to Leon. And And the pitch is swung on and foul tipped at the plate, and the count's now 2-2. Mickey Storey in his fourth year as the manager of the Astros Pacific Coast League team. His first year they were in Round Rock, and then the last three they've been in Sugar Land. They switched their affiliations. Coming out of COVID into the newly reorganized minor leagues in 2021. Here's Allen with a 2-2 pitch to Leon. And it is up high and outside. Full count now to the Sugar Land center fielder. Leon hit one of their five homers yesterday. Their five homers were hit by five different players. Three balls, two strikes, runner at second base, and Allen steps off the rubber and looks towards second, but does not throw over there. Now here comes the 3-2 pitch. And it is swung on and bounced foul third base side. Still 3-2. Rainier's wearing the white jerseys today and white pants with a black hat. Sugar Land in their road grays with the navy blue sleeves. Three-two pitch from Logan Allen to Pedro Leon, and it's swung on and grounded foul just to the left of third base, and we'll do it again. It's becoming a long plate appearance here for Leon, fouled off pitches with a full count. We're at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, 325 feet from home plate to the foul lines, 355 to right field and left field, and then the deep center, 425 feet from home plate. And that giant wall at center field, 29 feet tall. Here's the 3-2 to Leon. Swung on, grounded, foul. Let's do it again. All of these foul balls are bouncers on the third base side. Once again, the 3-2 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Allen got him with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball, and down goes Leon. Two men are gone at the top of the first inning. Long battle there, won by Logan Allen on the ninth pitch of the at-bat. Now David Hensley will be the hitter. Hensley in the cleanup spot, batting 237 with four homers. And the pitch is an off-speed delivery outside. We are using the automated ball strike system to call the pitches tonight. We'll start using the challenge system tomorrow, as that continues to be used on weekend games only right now. 1-0 pitch swung on, bounced to short. Bliss picks it up. Little toss to first, in time for the out, and the inning is over. Hensley grounds out to shortstop, and that does it for Sugar Land in the top of the first. No runs on a hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Sugar Land nothing, Tacoma coming to the plate.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusOfTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sugarland does not score in the top of the first inning, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Ryan Bliss, Jared Kelnick, and Zach DeLoach will bat this inning. Rodel Blanco on the hill for the Space Cowboys, the Astros AAA club. And this is his 11th appearance for Sugarland, and he's pitched in 17 games for Houston this year. And his first pitch to Bliss is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Blanco with Sugarland, 4-3 with a 4.75 ERA in 10 appearances, 8 starts. Next pitch inside to Bliss. Blanco celebrating his 30th birthday today. Has 47 strikeouts, 23 walks, and 47 and a third innings as Bliss fouls one away. 1-2 now. The Red Ears have not faced Blanco this year. He was in the major leagues when the Rainiers were down in Sugarland at the very start of August. Here's a pop-up by Bliss on the right side. Madris, the first baseman, makes the catch in fair territory, and that is the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Well, here comes the rehabbing Jared Kelnick. He's been working out with the Rainiers the last 2 days, and the Mariners decided, their trainers decided, their medical staff decided that it was time for him to get started today. So he's playing in his first rehab game. And Kelnick stands in, and the pitch from Blanco is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Kelnick last played July 19th. So it's been 6 weeks. He hits one up the middle and threw into center field. A base hit for Jared Kelnick on the second pitch he sees. And the first swing he takes on his rehab assignment, Kelnick grounds a single into center field. Hit it right off the mound. So Kelnick is on. Now we'll see how he's running. It was a fractured foot that he suffered somewhat infamously, kicking a water cooler in the dugout after an unsatisfying at bat. Sears a pitch to DeLoach, and it's outside for a ball, and Kelnick was very heartfelt in his press conference after that. Very upset with himself for reacting that way and getting himself injured and costing the team. As here's a pitch in for a strike to DeLoach. But he's back now, or at least beginning the rehab part of the process. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2 to DeLoach, who's hitting 284 with 18 homers, 393 on base percentage. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. So 2-2 to DeLoach. Blanco with his pitch, and it swung on and looped out into center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Kelnick goes to second and stops there as Leon, the center fielder, fires it back in wide of third base, but Kelnick had stopped at second. So back-to-back singles with one out at the bottom of the first inning. Kelnick at second, DeLoach at first. DeLoach, by the way, now with 125 hits on the season, which is the second highest total of anyone in the Pacific Coast League. So a couple of it on for Shiner. hitting 252 with a league-leading 28 homers and 95 runs batted in. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Blanco, in his most recent outing, pitched in that other league. He faced Detroit and tossed two scoreless innings as he fires inside to Shiner, and the count goes to 2-0. That was 5 days ago at Detroit, and it was in a relief role. His last AAA appearance was August 20th. He went 5 1/3 against Round Rock and took a loss. Throws a strike now to Shiner. 2-1 the count. Two-one pitch coming. Swung on and blasted to left field. Back it goes. It is gone. A three-run home run. Jake Shiner blasts off a rocket to left field. His 29th home run of the year, and he's up to 98 runs batted in. And the Rainiers lead 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. There was no doubt about that one on contact. Fastball, Shiner squared it up, and it was out of here. Great start for the Red Ears. Three on the board, and Taylor Trammell now the batter. And he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. Trammell hitting 260 with 18 homers. 391 on base percentage. Now the pitch misses for a ball, 1-1. Stats on the Shiner homer, exit velocity 108 miles per hour as Trammell fouls one back. Estimated distance 379 feet. One-two pitch to Trammell. Called, strike three, down he goes, and Blanco has his first strikeout. Two down in the bottom of the first inning, and now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. Now the pitch down low for a ball to Gilliam, who's in his fourth game for Tacoma since being promoted from AA Arkansas. And he swings and fouls one back. Gilliam's in his first season in the Mariners system. He was signed late in spring training by the M's. Ended up putting up big numbers at AA Arkansas with 22 homers there and a 916 OPS. Swings and fouls one back. And he gets a late season call up to AAA, but he has played in AAA before in the red system last year with Louisville in the International League. And similar to this year, he spent most of last year in AA, but did get some games at the AAA level with Louisville. Count now 2-2 as this pitch was a check swing and it almost hit Gilliam on the knee too. Well, there's a breaking ball for a called strike three, and Gilliam goes down looking, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. But Blanco threw a fastball to Shiner with a couple of men on, and the Rainiers got three runs on three hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Well, the Red Ears off to a 3-0 lead here at Cheney Stadium on really a pretty night as it's turned out here at Tacoma, with the clouds that we had all day breaking up, rainbow here, spots of sunshine. Great fall night here in the Northwest. Is it the fall yet? Here's the first pitch to Salazar, and it misses for a ball. It feels like the fall. It's cooler temperatures, had some rain. There's college football on. 1-0 pitch to Salazar. Poured in there for a strike. Count goes to 1-1. For a couple of decades, we would be coming up on the last weekend of the AAA season. So here's a swing and a grounder to first, fielded by Tanerowicz, and he takes it to the base for the out. One away. But these last 2 years, they've basically kind of changed the way the major league rosters operate and have elongated the AAA season as a result, adding a few games and additional dates, which created more off days in the schedule. So now the pitch to Knapp is a swing and a miss, strike one. Since the major leagues no longer expand the rosters to 40 on September 1st, they just go to 28 instead. They want the AAA teams playing deep into September so they have players available, you know, when they need fillings. So here's one up high to Knapp. And so PCL runs till September 24th this year. So now the 1-1 pitch to Knapp is grounded up the middle, and that's going to sneak through into center field. Andrew Knapp, who spent some time with the Red Ears and Mariners last year, has a single as an opposing player here for Sugar Land. A ground ball base hit to center. So he's on with one out. And now J.J. Matijevic will be the hitter. Matijevic, left-hand batter, hitting 247, 16 homers, 72 runs batted in, leads Sugar Land in runs batted in. Allen's pitch is down and in. One ball, no strikes. Rainiers have Tanerowicz playing first base tonight. He's holding the runner on. Now the 1-0 pitch is up high. Up the middle, the Red Ears have Unroh at second base and Bliss at short with Shiner at third. Outfield is Gilliam in left, Trammell in center, and Deloach in right. Logan Allen on the hill working with Pedro Severino behind the plate. So there's one low and away, and Allen's falling behind Matijevic. Three balls, no strikes. Runner at first, one out. Three-oh pitch, called a strike. Count goes to 3-1. Allen just throwing a fastball to get a strike. Now the 3-1 pitch is on its way, and it's a swing and a miss, and there's strike two. Count is full now. Rainiers and Space Cowboys playing the third game of this series, their ninth meeting this year. Tacoma's gone 5-3 against Sugar Land. So now here's a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Full count, 3-2. Allen to the plate, and it's high with a breaking ball, and Matijevic draws the walk, and Knapp heads down to second. And Sugarland has two on with one out for Ryland Bannon. Bannon hitting .229 with 15 homers. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying into the Tacoma dugout on the third base side. The Rainiers hitting coach Brad Marcelino emerges with it, gives it to the bat boy. That's strike one. Took a big cut and just hammer tossed that bat into the Rainiers dugout. Now the pitch is up and away for a ball. Allen trying to get a double play ball here and get out of this inning. One pitch from the lefty is inside for a ball. Little pickoff play down to first base, but back in is Matijevic. Severino tried to backpick the runner at first base, with Tenarowicz sneaking in behind him, but Matijevic didn't fall for that one. So 2-1 the count to Bannon. Now the pitch. Swung on, grounded to the left side. Bliss has it, goes to Unroh. There's one on to first. In time for two. The Rainiers turn the double play. Exactly what Logan Allen was looking for, and he just pounded his fist into his glove. Little celebration as he gets the double play to escape the top of the second inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
A closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provax CCTV Inspection Team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provax has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
Rainiers up 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the second. Jake Schneider with a three-run homer in the first. Sugarland got a couple base runners in the second, but Logan Allen induced an inning-ending double play grounder. Robbie Tanerowicz to lead off the second inning, and he wasn't ready, but the pitch counted, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. Tanerowicz behind. Yeah, the next pitch from Ronel Blanco is up and in. One ball, one strike. Tanerowicz hitting 233, two homers in 103 at-bats, but it's been picking up steam recently with an eight-game hitting streak coming into this one. 1-1 pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. In there for a strike. Counts even 2-2. This pitch swung on and bounced towards short. Machado has it. Little toss to first for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the second inning. Tanerowicz bounces out to shortstop. So Riley Unroe will be the hitter. Unroe, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. Pitch is up and in. Now it's a strike. 1-1 the count to Unroe. Swing and a miss and a change. Count goes to 1-2. Blanco into his motion and the pitch. Down low, two balls, two strikes. On deck, Severino swinging a hot bat lately. 2-2 pitch to Unroe is down low. So full count, 3-2. Unroe yesterday was 0-2, which ended his five-game hitting streak, but he walked twice, and that was part of a night in which the Red Ears drew a lot of walks. It's now the 3-2, swinging a foul at the plate, still 3-2. Last night, Tacoma hitters drew 10 walks, but they only had five hits. Still, that's 15 base runners, and yet the Red Ears did not score until there were two outs in the ninth inning when they got a run on an RBI single. This next pitch is high ball four. Unroe will head down to first base. One out walk. First walk drawn by the Red Ears tonight, and now Pedro Severino will be the hitter. For the year, Severino's hitting .229 for Tacoma in 36 games, but it's the tale of his first 15 games and his next 21. As he takes pitch outside for a ball. After the first 15 games, he was hitting under 100. And since then, in his last 21 games, he's batting .356 with four homers during that time. So here's one up and in. And he recently hit a grand slam to win a game and had a two-run homer earlier on this homestand. 2-0 pitch to the Red Ears catcher. Swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. Pitch swung on and pulled down the left field line towards the corner. It is fair. No, it's foul. They say it's foul down the line, and Severino continues this plate appearance. It hit the netting down the foul line in foul ground. And from my angle here, it looked like it had been fair, but no, it hit that netting in foul ground, and I apologize. Two and two to Severino. And this one is popped up. Third base side foul, and this will get into the seats. So still 2-2 to Severino. And there's one low and away, ball three. Move to first base and Unroh's back in. Unroh will steal from time to time. He has 13 steals this year between AA and AAA. See if he's on the move here. 3-2 pitch, there he goes. It's a swing and a miss, strike three. Throw down to second base, and it's in time. They got him. The strike him out, throw him out, double play. Tag applied by the second baseman, David Hensley. And that wraps up the right ears half of the second inning. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We go to the third. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
3-0, Tacoma leads Sugar Land. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros. Third game of a six-game series. We'll be with you tomorrow night at 7:05. It's fireworks night. Saturday's game will be at 6:05. Day game Sunday at 1:35 to wrap up the homestand. Logan Allen's first pitch is inside to Machado, and it's 1-0. Dixon Machado hitting .233 with five homers, 25 runs batted in. And the 1-0 from Allen misses down low, two balls, no strikes. Machado had a homer last night for Sugarland and drove in four runs. Allen with the 2-0 pitch. And this just barely misses inside, ball three. .30 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. And there's ball four up high. So a leadoff walk for Machado, and now Bly Madris will be the batter. Fans, tonight's game is part of our Kids Night Out series presented by Coordinated Care. Coordinated Care provides free and low-cost health insurance coverage to more than 300,000 Medicaid, foster care, Medicare, and Marketplace members across Washington. Throughout August, the Raiders raise funds to bring families out to Cheney Stadium for their first professional baseball game. Thanks to our friends at Coordinated Care for making this a special night for so many young kids. First pitch here, grounded to Todorovic, who fields it, goes to Bliss for one, toss it right back to Todorovic for two. The Raiders turn the 3-6-3 double play. First baseman to the shortstop, right back to the first baseman, and easily turned by the Raiders. Plenty of time to spare. Bliss kind of took something off of his throw to first base. He had that much time to double up Madris. So two men are out. The base runner is erased. And now Joey Loperfido is the hitter. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Pitch in there for a strike, one and one. Now this pitch misses for a ball, two and one. Now a check swing, and he did not go around, and the pitch hit the batter, Loperfido, on the hand or wrist, and he is being awarded first base, and now the Sugarland trainer is going to check on him. Actually, it was the elbow, the left elbow, and Loperfido walking down to first base, and the Sugarland trainer, Brandon Zumbach, is there talking to him. Now a swing and a bouncer towards third, and that's a fair ball scooped up by Shiner. Throw to first in time for the out. And Leon is retired, and the inning is over. So Sugarland does not score in the third. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium. Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing. Top of the order coming up for the Raiders. Ryan Bliss to start things off. First pitch is low and away from Blanco. Bliss popped up to the first baseman, his first time up today. Now the pitch is swung on and lined down the third baseline. Foul, just foul down the line. 1-1 the count. Ryan Bliss acquired by the Mariners at the trade deadline. Now the pitch in there for a strike. Came over with Dominic Canzone and Josh Rojas. Here's one outside for a ball. Two-two pitch coming. Fastball inside, ball three. Blanco thought he had a strike on that one. Payoff pitch. Rope to right. This is deep and back and off the very top of the fence. Bliss now has to hustle to get to second. The throw is in time. They got him. The tag applied by the shortstop Machado after a strong throw from the right fielder Joey Loperfido. Bliss hit a rocket to right. Very close to getting out of here. It hit near the top of the fence, inches from clearing it. And then Bliss, who runs well, gets thrown out on a bang-bang play at second base. And that is the first out of the inning. Pitch to Kelnick now is up and away for a ball. So Bliss will be credited with a single, and then he's out 9-6 at second base trying to stretch it. Next pitch to Kelnick, hit deep down the right field line. It hooks and goes foul. Kelnick driving one down the right field line. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. 93-mile-per-hour heater from Blanco. This is Kelnick's first rehab game anywhere. He didn't go to the lower levels or anything. Now the pitch outside for a ball. Now this one, swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt, strike three, and Kelnick goes down swinging, and there's the second out of the inning, and it's strikeout number four for Blanco. Used a changeup there to get Kelnick. Here's Deloach, and he takes upstairs, ball one. Next pitch, called a strike. This one is up and away. Two balls and a strike to Deloach, and Blanco fires outside, ball three. On deck is Shiner, who homered in the first. Now a swing and a miss. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, a changeup there. So Blanco uses his changeup to strike out both Kelnick and Deloach and wrap up the bottom of the third. No runs on a hit and no one left. We go now to the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land nothing.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We go to the fourth. Rainier's up 3-0 over Sugar Land. Logan Allen out of the hill. He'll face Hensley, Salazar, and Knapp in the fourth inning. Hensley stands in, and the pitch is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Allen got Hensley to ground to shortstop in the first, so he's 0-for-1. 1-0 pitch. Inside, 2 balls, no strikes. Rainier's entered play today, 3 games out of first in the second half standings. So this pitch is outside for a ball. First place Round Rock's been on just an extended hot streak, but they actually lost yesterday. Oklahoma City beat them 6-3. Now the 3-0 pitch is low ball 4, leadoff walk here in the fourth. And now Salazar will be the batter. Oklahoma City's already clinched a playoff spot. They won the first half title and will host the 3-game Pacific Coast League Championship Series during the final week of September. Last night they beat Round Rock as Miguel Vargas had a couple of hits and drove in a run, and Ryan Ward had a 2-run double. Here's a swing and a pop-up behind first, and this will land on the grassy berm down the right field line. Owen won the count to Salazar. So Oklahoma City will play whoever wins the second half title. Round Rock lost yesterday. Vegas picked up a game on them and took sole possession of second place. So now the 0-1 pitch is fouled off on the third base side out of play. Vegas beat Salt Lake 6-4 last night at Las Vegas Ballpark. They scored all 6 runs in the 6th and 7th innings after the Salt Lake starter left. Carson Fulmer tossed 5 scoreless. Left the game, and then Vegas got all over the Salt Lake bullpen. Throw to first base, back in standing up is Hensley. Kyle McCann hit a 3-run homer for the Aviators last night, his 15th. So Vegas is 2 games out, the Rainiers 3 back in third. 0-2 pitch, hit in the air to left, and Gilliam coming in, and he makes the catch with a little slide as he approaches the line, and that's the first out. Isaiah Gilliam making the play in left field. Andrew Knapp now the batter. Albuquerque and Reno are still in the race. They're tied in fourth place, both of them 5 games out of first. So here's a swing and a foul out of play. Albuquerque lost at Sacramento last night, 6-2. They got shut down by Kaiwei Tang. And Joey Bart hit a grand slam in the seventh inning for Sacramento that basically won the game for them. 0-1 pitch to Knapp is outside. And Reno pounded El Paso yesterday, 15-3. Pavin Smith had 3 hits and drove in 4. Emmanuel Rivera tripled and homered. And their starter, Blake Walston, became the second 10-game winner in the PCL this year. 1-1 pitch, bounce to short. Bliss feeds on row. There's one on to first. There's two. The Raiders turn another double play. Their third of this game. Bliss to Unroh to Tanerowicz. Knapp grounds into the twin killing, and that does it for Sugarland in the top of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing.
Keep your machine lean and clean this summer while doing all the things you love to do in the Tacoma Power service area. Whether you live, work, or play in the many communities who use Tacoma Power, our electricity and publicly available chargers is from clean, renewable hydroelectric power. Want to know more about all the ways we support electric vehicles in our community? Visit mytpu.org/EVS.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland nothing. All the runs in this game scored on a 3-run homer by Jake Scheiner in the first, and he leads off the fourth and takes an off-speed pitch up high, ball one. Scheiner got a fastball over the plate in the first inning, and he lined it out of here. Now he watches a breaking ball called a strike, and the count's even 1-1. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. Now this one is just outside. 3-1. There's a change for a called strike, and the count's even now, or full now, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Check swing, and he went, says the plate umpire, with no appeal. Scheiner strikes out. One away in the fourth. That's 6 strikeouts for Ronel Blanco. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. He went on that check swing. Trammell struck out looking his first time up. He's 0-1.
Yeah.
a swing and a miss for a strike. We're using the automated strike zone today, the computer calling the pitches, and it was revealed today that Minor League Baseball is making changes to the automated strike zone and the pitch clock, as there's a swing and a miss, for the final 3 weeks of the season starting on Tuesday. Don't ask me why they're changing it for the stretch run, but they are making changes. And instead of waiting till next season, they're doing it with 3 weeks left in this season. 0-2 pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. They're changing the automated zone, which is currently based on the height of the batter. Now the 1-2 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. So like take Trammell, for example. He's 6'2". His automated strike zone is the same as every other hitter's strike zone who is 6'2". And it doesn't matter if he gets down in a crouch or if he stands straight up. They have the same zone on the automated system. So here's a pop-up foul out of play. And that's what's going to change. They are now, for the last 3 weeks, starting on Tuesday, going to use a zone that is tailored to each hitter's stance and is measured by the TrackMan system. As Trammell lines one into right, that's going to get down for a hit, cut off by Loperfido, and Trammell will stop at first with a single. So Taylor Trammell with a line drive single to right. And now Isaiah Gilliam will bat with a man on. So hitters' strike zones are going to change. Starting on Tuesday, their automated zones, the ABS zone, automated ball strike system zone. So here's a swing and a foul at the plate. They also are changing the pitch clock. Right now, it sets at 14 seconds if there's no one on base and 19 seconds if there's runners on base. Here's one up high. For the last 3 weeks, starting on Tuesday, it's going to be 17 seconds at all times, regardless of whether there's anyone on base. And apparently that is in response to a request by hitters around AAA baseball. And presumably the big leagues, too. So here's a swing and a pop-up foul, and that'll get out of play. From the article that I read on baseballamerica.com, they indicated that hitters didn't like the fact that the pitch clock had such a big difference, a five-second difference, whether there was a runner on first base or not. It disrupted their routines, and if it was just the same all the time, it would be better, and that's what they're doing. Here's a swing and a grounder, foul, first base side. So those are some kind of minor changes, but they'll be big to the players. And they're not really fan-oriented. I mean, the addition of the pitch clock is certainly fan-oriented, but tweaking it is trying to appease the players to make a better system, and that's what they're doing here. Now the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Nice slider from Blanco, and that's strikeout number 7 for the right-hander. Still, the Rainiers lead 3-0. We're at the bottom of the fourth. Runner at first base with two down for Robbie Tenorowicz. He grounded out to shortstop earlier, and he watches a fastball catch the inside corner. Now the 0-1 is swung on. It bounced to the right side, ranging over the second baseman Hensley. Has a little trouble picking it up cleanly, but still has time to throw out Tenorowicz on a close play for the final out. Hensley fielded it, but it was the act of taking it out of his glove to make the throw that got a little tricky. He lost the handle for a moment, but recovered and still got the out. Raiders do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the fifth. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the fifth. It is still Tacoma 3, Sugar Land nothing. Logan Allen on the hill. 54 pitches through 4 innings. And his first pitch to Matijevic leading off the fifth is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Allen's allowed 2 singles and 2 walks. Is also, 3 walks and has hit a batter with a pitch. Next one is up high for a ball. 1-1. He's really helped himself out, however, by getting 3 double play grounders in the infield. Allen with a 1-1 pitch to Matijevic. And that's poured in there for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch coming, and it's swung on and fouled off. Allen with just 1 strikeout so far back in the first. Struck out Leon. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-2. And the pitch. Swung on, grounded, left side, backhand pickup by Bliss, throws to first, in time for the out. Nicely done by Ryan Bliss at shortstop on the backhand side. That'll bring up Rylan Bannon. Bannon grounded into a double play earlier. Now breaking ball high, ball 1. Mariners off today, back in action tomorrow in New York. They're playing the Mets in an interleague series. So here's a drive into right center. That's going to split the gap and go through to the wall. And Bannon on his way to second as Trammell picks it up and sends it back into the cutoff man. A double for Rylan Bannon here with 1 out of the fifth inning. Just drove that ball to the gap in right center. Dixon Machado will be the next hitter. Defense! when the Mariners play the Mets tomorrow. The Mets are not having a good year. It's well known that, you know, their plans for playoff contention this year did not work out. Series of pitch outside to Machado. They decided to take it, look at some rookies down the stretch, and they're calling up their top prospect, and he's going to make his major league debut against the Mariners this weekend. Series one outside for a ball. His name is Ronnie Mauricio, power hitting shortstop slash third baseman. Both of the New York teams called up their most heralded prospect starting tomorrow when the rosters expand. Pitch to Machado is low. Both teams out of contention, maybe giving some rookies a chance to play and generating some fan interest. The Yankees calling up Jason Dominguez, and he's going to play for them tomorrow. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. Count goes to 3-1 on Machado. Machado called time. Three-one pitch. Yanked foul on the third base side. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming, and it is low, ball four. Lost him. Machado laid off a changeup down low. And now Sugarland has two on with one out, and the top of the order coming up. Bly Madris will be the hitter. He's 0 for 2, grounded into a double play his last time up. Allen has the left versus left advantage on Madris. Here's the pitch, and it is popped up down the left field line, chasing his shiner in foul ground, and it's out of play. Swing and a foul, and this is out of play, third base side. 0-2 the count to Madris. Madris calls time and steps out. Allen's pitch swung on and fouled back, still 0-2. M's road trip that starts tomorrow, a 10-gamer. Three against the Mets, then three in Cincinnati against a Reds team that's still hanging around the fringe of the playoff race. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three, and down goes Madris, and there's the second out of the inning. Allen got him with a fastball on the outside edge at 91 on the gun. Second strikeout for Logan Allen tonight. Now Joey Loperfido will be the hitter. Again, a left versus left advantage for Allen, but Loperfido has reached base twice against him tonight, with an infield single and hit by pitch. He swings and lines one right to the second baseman. Unroh making the catch. The inning is over. No run score for Sugarland at the top of the fifth. They had a hit and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Sugarland nothing.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rainier's up 3-0. Riley Unroe, Pedro Severino, and Ryan Bliss to bat here. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. New pitcher for Sugarland. It's right-hander Austin Hansen. And Hansen taking over for Ronel Blanco. His next pitch is down low for a ball. Blanco went 4 innings, allowed 5 hits and 3 runs. They were all earned. He walked 1 and struck out 7. There's a breaking ball for a strike. 1-2 now. Hansen for Sugarland appearing in his 30th game. 2-2 with a 6.12 ERA. Usually gives them multiple innings, and sometimes he starts. Throws a pitch down and into Unroe here. Two-two pitch from Hansen to Unroe. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a slider, and there's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Pedro Severino now the batter. Severino struck out swinging his first time. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled away. Talking about the Mariners' upcoming road trip, how they've got the 3 games in New York against a Mets team that's out of contention, but then the rest of the trip's going to be tough. And the Mets could be, too. I mean, any road game's tough in the majors. There's a foul out of play. But they've got the 3 games in Cincinnati, and the Reds are currently 1 game out of the last wild card spot in a thick wild card race in the National League, as here's one inside to Severino. Of the 3 wild card spots, if the season ended today, Philadelphia is well out ahead for the first one. But then you've got 5 teams in the mix for the other two, as here's a pop-up foul first base side, and that's out of play. Hansen went running over from the mound chasing that foul ball that landed in the box seats behind first base. Cubs have the number 2 spot right now, 2 games ahead of San Francisco, who holds the number 3 in the National League. But then Arizona's only a half game behind San Francisco, and the Reds are one game behind San Francisco. Here's a high fly to right center. Leon is called off by Loperfido, and Loperfido, the right fielder, makes the catch. Severino retired. Even the Marlins are still in the NL race. They won their game today to get back to 500, and they're 2.5 games out of the wild card spot at the moment. Marlins beat the Nationals 6-1 as Jazz Chisholm hit a 3-run homer. Well, the pitch to Bliss is taken for a ball, 1-0. This pitch now misses ball two. So 2-0 to Ryan Bliss. And it's a low ball three. Jared Kelnick's on deck for the Rainiers. Pitch called a strike. After the three in Cincinnati, the Mariners have four games in Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay has been winning a lot recently. 3-1 pitch to Bliss. Low ball four. So Bliss draws the walk. He's on for Celtic. Celtics 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored in his first rehab game for Tacoma. But you know, he's more than familiar with Cheney Stadium. He played in 86 games for the Red Ears last year, hit .296 with 18 homers, and put himself in a good position to win an opening day roster spot with the Mariners this year. And he takes inside for a ball. And this year with Seattle, he's been in 90 games, hitting .252 with 11 homers and 24 doubles. Turn and a throw to first. Back in with a dive is Bliss. Now the runner goes, pitches a strike, throw down to second, and Bliss is out at second base. Cesar Salazar has thrown out two base stealers tonight. This time it was Machado, the shortstop, on the tag. So Bliss caught stealing. That ends the bottom of the fifth. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land nothing.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org. Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Anybody wants. It's a symbol of hope in baseball.
Oh, it's 3-0. The Red Ears leading Sugarland as we go to the sixth. And new pitcher for the Red Ears, Eduard Bizzardo. And his first pitch to Pedro Leon is fouled off for strike one. So Bizzardo now in the game on the hill, replacing Logan Allen, who went 5 shutout innings of 3 hit ball. He walked 4, struck out 2. Got 3 double play grounders. Next pitch from Bizzardo to Leon is fouled away, strike 2. Bizzardo appearing in his 8th game for Tacoma has allowed 2 runs in 7 innings. That comes out to a 2.57 ERA. He has struck out 12 and walked 2 in his 7 innings. 0-2 pitch to Leon. Outside for a ball, 1-2. Bizzardo now with a 1-2 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back. Mariners got Bizzardo at the trade deadline at the, I think it was July 31st, the day before the deadline, when they traded a Class A pitcher from the Everett Aqua Sox to Baltimore to get Bizzardo. One-two pitch to Leon. Popped up foul down the first baseline. That's out of play. And a fan will keep that souvenir. So 1-2 to Pedro Leon. One-two pitch, fouled off, still 1-2. Very light day of action in the big leagues. So now Bizzardo's pitch grounded to the right side and through into right field, a base hit for Pedro Leon to start the sixth. That's Sugarland's 4th hit of the night. Sharp single to right for Leon, going the other way. And now Hensley will be the batter. There was only one game involving American League teams, and it was not teams in the wild card hunt. The Yankees played Detroit to wrap up their series in Detroit. So there's a fastball down and in to Hensley. The Yankees were down 3-0 going to the ninth, and their rookie shortstop, Anthony Volpe, hit a 3-run homer to tie the game. Yeah, the 1-0 is a breaking ball for a strike, 1-1. The homer gave Volpe a 20-20 season as a rookie. It didn't really help, though, because the Yankees lost in the 10th. Here's one down low for a ball. Tigers won it 4-3, winning on a throwing error by the infielder Gleyber Torres in the bottom of the 10th that allowed the automatic runner to score. Runner goes, pitches up and in, and no throw by Severino as the ball popped out of his mitt. So a steal of second for Pedro Leon, his 15th of the year. And the count's 3-1 to Hensley. Pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball. Count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch, outside, ball 4, and the first 2 Sugarland batters have reached base here in the 6th. And now they have the tying run at the plate. And Cesar Salazar will be the hitter, left-handed batter. He has grounded out and flied out so far today. And the pitch is down low for a ball. There were a bunch of player moves in the majors today because teams out of contention decided to shed payroll by putting veteran players on waivers. So there's a swing and a miss, which means that any other team could claim them but would have to add them to their major league roster and pick up their remaining salary for the season. The Angels put a bunch of veterans on waivers today that got claimed by other teams. So here's a fastball for a strike. It's 1-2. Cleveland claimed from the Angels three players. Starting pitcher Lucas Giolito and relievers Matt Moore and Reynaldo Lopez. Here's a swing and a little bouncer to the right of the mound. Off the hill is Bizzardo. He has it, and he throws to first for the out. The runners move up. Leon goes to third, and Hensley takes second. Salazar took a full swing but ended up with a ball that was effectively a bunt, moving the runners up. So two men in scoring position with one out, and Andrew Knapp now the batter. With a three-run lead, the Rainiers are going to keep the infield back. Severino goes to talk to Bizzardo about pitching to Knapp, who is a major league veteran. Knapp 1-for-2 in this game with a single and a double play grounder. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed. Pitch is hit in the air, foul on the third base side and out of play. The Reds claimed two established major league outfielders on waivers today, which may have been accidental. The way these waiver claims worked out is the team with the that put in the claim with the worst record was awarded the player, but they didn't know which other teams were making claims. They had to make their own claims and then find out who they got. Here's a swing and a miss by Knapp. And the Reds ended up being awarded Harrison Bader from the Yankees and Hunter Renfroe from the Angels. The Mariners got in on the action, claiming Dominic Leon from the Angels, the relief pitcher. Pitch down and in and blocked by Severino. 1-2 to Knapp. Bizzardo would love a strikeout here. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is down in the dirt and blocked by Severino. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball low. 95 mile per hour heater, but below the zone. And the count is now full, 3-2. First base is open. JJ Matijevic, who is a dangerous hitter, is on deck for Sugarland. Land. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Still three balls, two strikes. Rainiers lead 3-0 in the top of the sixth inning, but Sugarland is threatening. Eduard Bizzardo comes set. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it is a called strike three, and down goes Knapp, and that's the second out of the inning. Big strikeout right there for Bizzardo. Used the fastball and got him looking. Now J.J. Matijevic is the hitter. Here's the pitch. And it's a breaking ball check swing, and Matijevic held up in time. Ball one. Matijevic has walked and grounded out. He's the top RBI man on the Sugarland roster, and the reason is because he's hitting 366 with runners in scoring position this year, and that's the situation he's in now. The 1-0 pitch is lined into left, and that's a base hit. Fielding it on one hop is Gilliam, and Leon will score, and here comes Hensley. He'll score as well. Two runs come in, and it's a 3-2 ball game. So Matijevic goes the other way, taking a fastball to left for a line drive single, and Gilliam didn't field it cleanly on the first try, ending any thought that he might be able to make it so that only one run scored on the play. So Matijevic with a two-run single, and that knocks out Bizzardo. The Red Ears are going to the bullpen and bringing in a new pitcher. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change here in the sixth. It's suddenly a one-run game. Ryder Ryan is coming in from the bullpen. And we'll take a break in our broadcast with a score. Tacoma 3, Sugarland 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
We're at the top of the sixth inning. Sugarland has scored a couple of runs. It's now Tacoma 3, Sugarland 2. And they have a runner at first with two outs. Ryland Bannon is the hitter, and the new Rainiers pitcher is Ryder Ryan. Ryan in his 39th game this year, 3-2 with a 3.77 ERA. And he makes a move to first and back in safely as Matijevic. Ryan pitched in the series opener here on Tuesday, working a scoreless inning. Ryan made his big league debut earlier this season for the Mariners. And here's a check swing foul tip, that's strike one. Bannon, one for two with a double in this game. Those at-bats came against the lefty Logan Allen. Oh, one pitch from Ryan. And it is swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Oh, and two down. Turning a throw to first, and back in with a dive is Matijevic. Now another throw to first, and Matijevic is back in, and that's the third pickoff move, so it's a balk, and Matijevic is awarded second base. Guess Ryan either lost track or he thought he was going to be able to pick the runner off there, because if you get the out on the third pickoff move, it counts as an out, but if you don't get him out, he gets to move up a base, and that's what happened. All right, here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is a called strike three at the bottom of the zone, and down goes Bannon, and that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. So two-run score for Sugarland on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland 2.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugarland 2. Jared Kautick leading things off, and he takes the first pitch for a ball down low, 1-0. Austin Hansen beginning his second inning of relief work. Kautick was up in the fifth when Ryan Bliss was caught stealing second base for the final out of the inning. And he takes inside now. Kautick singled up the middle in the first inning and scored. And then he struck out in the third. DHing today in his first rehab game. And the pitch is fouled away. Count goes to 2-1. This is Kautick's first time seeing live pitching since July 19th. 2-1 pitch is low, 3-1. Pitch, outside, ball four. Kautick draws the walk, and that gets the Red Deer started here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hansen walks him, and now Zach Deloach will be the hitter. Deloach is 1-for-2 with a single so far. After Sugarland scored those two runs at the top of the sixth inning, the Rainiers may feel a little urgency to put some more runs on the board as the first pitch to Deloach is inside for a ball. Tacoma scored three in the first on Shiner's three-run homer, but since then they have not had a runner reach second base. Well, now time called by Salazar. He's going to go visit with his pitcher. And the first baseman, Madris, comes in to the mound as well to get in on the conversation. Kautick at first. May try to swipe second base if he feels like he can get a good jump. Conference on the mound is broken up. Want to know the count, two to Loach, and Hansen's pitch is down low. Two balls, no strikes. And this is a fastball that is in at the knees. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, fouled back. Counts even 2-2. Two-two pitch, two to Loach, lined into right. That's a base hit. Probably Moore's. It's going to go all the way to the wall. And Kelnick's on his way to third. He'll stop there. DeLoach makes it to second base with a double. And the Red Deers are in business here at the bottom of the sixth inning. Zach DeLoach with his 28th double of the year. And the Red Deers have runners at second and third with no one out. Second hit of the game for DeLoach. Well, another RBI opportunity for Shiner with the three-run homer in the first inning. He leads the league with 98 runs batted in, and he's got 2 men in scoring position here. Shiner drove in 100 last year at AA Arkansas, and the pitch to him is a breaking ball outside. He actually had 105 runs batted in for Arkansas last year. One 0 pitch, swung on, bounced towards the shortstop, fielded by Machado, throws to first in time for the out, but the run scores. Kelnick scores. Taking third is DeLoach, and it is 4-0. RBI ground out for Shiner, his 99th run batted into the year. This bouncer up the middle, Hensley the second base, let it go because Machado had a better chance to throw out Shiner. That proved to be smart. Machado was able to nip Shiner at first. Well, now out to the mound is the manager of the Space Cowboys, Mickey Storey. He's going to make a pitching change here and bring in a fresh arm to face Trammell with a runner at third and one out in the sixth. We'll take a break for the pitching change. It's Tacoma 4, Sugar Land 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Sugar Land 2. Four to two. The Red Deers just scored their fourth run right before the pitching change. Tacoma leading 4-2. They have a runner at third with one out. And Taylor Trebell at the plate. New pitcher is Joe Record, and his first pitch is up high for a ball. Record is normally Sugar Land's closer. In fact, he's third in the league in saves with 10, tied for third with the Red Deers, Riley O'Brien. Record 3-2 with a 3.60 ERA. Next pitch to Trammell's down and in. Two balls, no strikes. So Trammell with the count in his favor. Infield drawn in with Deloach at third and one out. And the pitch is down low, ball three. So 3-0 the count. And the pitch is in there for a strike, a breaking ball on the inside edge. 3-1 now. Pitch swung on, grounded foul, and now it's a full count, 3-2. Pitch called strike three at the bottom of the automated zone. Trammell can't believe it, but the robot umpire just rung him up. Caught the very bottom of the automated zone. So two men are gone in the sixth inning, and now Isaiah Gilliam will be the batter. And the pitch is down low for a ball as the Sugar Land defense is backed up to normal depth. Now the pitch is in the dirt and picked nicely by Salazar to save a wild pitch and a run. Pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. Here's one in the dirt, 3-1. On deck, Robbie Tenorowicz. Now the pitch is a check swing on a pitch up high. He held up in time. That's ball four. So Gilliam draws the walk, and the Red Deers have runners at first and third with two outs. And Robbie Tenorowicz will be the batter. Tenorowicz is 0 for 2 with a couple of infield grounders. And the pitch is in for a strike. Now a swing and a miss. Strike two. Tanerowicz behind in the count. Now this one is low, 1-2. First and third, two down. Red Ears trying to tack on runs. They have a 4-2 lead here at the bottom of the sixth. The 1-2 pitch to Tanerowicz is low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. Riley Unroe in the on-deck circle. Here's the pitch, and it's a slider away. Full count, three balls, two strikes. That means the runner at first, Gilliam, will be off with the pitch. Deloach down the line from third. Here's the 3-2, and it is swung on and fouled back. Still a full count. Tanerowicz taps the end of the bat on home plate and looks out towards the hill. Joe Record with his pitch, and it swung on and bounced towards the second baseman, Hensley, who fields it and throws out Tanerowicz at first base, ending the inning. Right here, settle for one run in the bottom of the sixth inning on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the seventh. It's Tacoma 4, Sugar Land 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 4, Sugar Land 2. Ryder Ryan got the final out of the sixth. He stays on the hill to begin the seventh. His first pitch to Dixon Machado is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. 94-mile-per-hour heater from the right-hander Ryder Ryan. Next pitch coming. And this is also called a strike. Slider this time, 0-2. Ryder Ryan from Huntersville, North Carolina, 28-year-old righty. First year in the Mariners organization. 0-2 pitch, called strike three. Three pitches. Machado watches them all go by with his bat on his shoulder, and he has struck out. One away in the top of the seventh inning. And now Clyde Madris will be the batter. Madris is 0-3 in this one. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there, strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And here's one up high. One-two pitch coming. And it's in the dirt. 2-2. Ryan tried to put him away. His 2-2 is swung on and fouled back. Still two balls, two strikes. We'll take a look at our Mariners Farm Report. Big win for AA Arkansas last night. They put a dozen runs on the scoreboard on the road at Tulsa, beating the Dodgers affiliate 12-2. Everyone in their lineup had at least one hit. Here comes the 2-2 pitch on its way to Madris. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got it with a slider. Ryder Ryan has faced three hitters and struck them all out, including the last out of last inning. And now Joey Loperfido will come to the plate. He's one for two with an infield single and a line out. And the pitch outside for a ball. Advanced Class A Everett won last night at the Mariners Farm System. The Aqua Sox won at Spokane 6-4. Next pitch is up and away, ball two. Their first baseman, Hogan Windisch, with a big game. Three hits, double, triple, homer. He needed the single to hit for the cycle. The homer was his 20th, sitting 270. 78 runs batted in for the Aqua Sox this year. 2-0 pitch outside, ball three. Everett also had three hits from infielder Cole Young, who was the Mariners' first-round draft pick last year. He's hitting 285 for Everett. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike, 3-1. Hottest team in the organization is Low A Modesto. They won their ninth in a row last night. A 3-2 decision over the Angels affiliate in the California League. So there's ball four outside to Loperfido, so he is on. And now Sugarland has its home run leader, Pedro Leon, coming to the plate representing the tying run. Leon's one for three in this game with a single and a run scored. Ryan with his pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. Pitcher to know in the lower levels of the organization, Darren Bowen at Modesto. Pitched 6 one-hit innings last night without allowing an earned run. Struck out 8 and walked 1. There's a slider for a strike. 0-2 the count to Leon, who uses his timeout. Wow. Rhubarb the Reindeer on the right ear's third base dugout, getting the kids all fired up here. O-2 pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Ryder Ryan fans, Pedro Leon, his fourth strikeout And that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. It's the stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Our score is Tacoma 4, Sugar Land 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to your business insurance, perspective is everything. What is your broker seeing? And more importantly, what are they not seeing? If they're only considering your standard risks, well, that's like watching a ball game through a knothole in a fence. At Propel Insurance, we prefer sitting directly behind home plate, seeing the bigger picture. So not only do our experts understand your obvious risks, we dig in to identify exposures that you may not be aware of to create a smarter risk management program and keep you better protected. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Just had the stretch here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears leading the game 4-2 and have Riley Unroe leading things off. First pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Joe Record still on the hill for Sugar Land. He got the final 2 outs of the sixth. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. In fact, Record came in with a runner at third and one out and stranded him. Riley Unroe 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-2. One-two pitch coming, and it's fouled off. Rainiers have an opportunity to pick up a game in the standings tonight. First place Round Rock has lost at Oklahoma City. Final score from Bricktown, Oklahoma City Dodgers 4, Round Rock Express 2. So here's one inside that hit the bat of Unroe and goes foul, so an accidental foul ball. 2-2 the count. If the Red Ears can win tonight, they'll be just 2 games out of first. Got to wrap this one up, though. It's close in the late innings as Unroe fouls one off. Red Ears warming up Stephen Kolek in the bullpen right now. Looks like he's going to pitch the eighth. Two-two pitch coming to Unroe, and it's in the dirt, ball three. Las Vegas has a chance to gain on Round Rock as well, but they're trailing Salt Lake 7-6 in the eighth inning right now at Las Vegas Ballpark. Three-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Unroe has struck out. One away in the bottom of the seventh. Pedro Severino now the batter. He's been quiet tonight, 0-for-2. And And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the pitch is inside. 2-0 the count to Severino. There's a fastball called a strike. How about this for a Pacific Coast League rarity? Albuquerque and Sacramento are in a 0-0 game in the eighth inning right now in Sacramento. So here's one down low to Severino. Three-one pitch is inside, ball four. Severino will take his walk. He heads down to first base. Fifth walk issued by Sugarland pitchers tonight. Now Ryan Bliss will be the batter. Bliss has singled and walked, 1-for-2. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball. One oh. Called a strike. Throw to first base, back in safely is Severino. One pitch now to Bliss is taken for a strike, 1-2. The pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Got a piece of the umpire, but he's all right. Still 1-2. Now there's a slider outside. Bliss's hit back in the third inning was nearly a homer, a drive that was inches from clearing the right field fence. Now a swing and a foul. 2-2. Two-two pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards center, but room to roam out there for Leon, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. Bliss flies out to center field. Jared Kelnick will bat for his fourth time. And the pitch to the rehabbing Mariner is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. He singled in the first, struck out in the third, walked in the sixth, and Kelnick has scored two runs tonight. Oh, one pitch is up high. Pitch is hit in the air, foul on the third base side. Oh, swing and a miss. That is strike three. Kalnick strikes out swinging, wrapping up the bottom of the eighth. Joe Record with a scoreless seventh for Sherland. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left on. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sugarland 2.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
On we go to the eighth, and it is 4-2. Tacoma leading Sugarland. Rainiers have a lead in the eighth, so time to get Steven Kolek into the game. The right-hander takes over for Ryder Ryan, who did a terrific job tonight. 1 1/3 scoreless innings without allowing a hit. Ryan walked one, struck out four. Working on his strikeout totals tonight. So Kolek, the new pitcher, and his first pitch to Hensley is a fastball down low, ball one. Kolek on the year, 4-2 with a 4.93 ERA. This is his 35th appearance. But he's been on a hot run for a couple months now. Next pitch fouled at the plate. Count goes to 1-1. Kolek in his last 20 games has allowed 2 runs in 28 innings. See if he can keep it going tonight. 4, 5, and 6 hitters are up for Sugarland this inning. Salazar on deck. Andrew Knapp is after him. Kolek's next pitch is inside on Hensley. Almost hit him. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Here's a swing and a chopper foul. 2-2. Two-two pitch, high ball three. Hensley has a great eye at the plate, and he's already walked twice in this game. Kolek with a payoff pitch. Inside, ball four, leadoff walk here in the eighth. Hensley walks for his third time tonight. So Sugarland immediately gets the tying run to the plate. It'll be Cesar Salazar, who is 0-3 today. Two ground outs and a fly out for the left-hand swinging Salazar. And the pitch, he shows bunt and pulls the bat back and takes up high. Ball one. Well, there is an MVP candidate showdown going on at Dodger Stadium right now. Now the 1-0 pitch to Salazar is outside for a ball. Top teams in the National League facing one another, the Braves and the Dodgers. Ronald Acuna has hit a grand slam. his 30th homer. He's the first player ever to hit 30 homers and have 60-plus stolen bases in the same season. He started a new club, the 30-60 club. 2-0 to Salazar, outside ball three. Kolek struggling with his control. This is something that hasn't been happening to him in a long time. See if he can snap out of it. 3-0 pitch to Salazar, who will probably not be swinging. And it's way up high, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the eighth inning. So Sugarland puts the tying runners on, and Jairo Cuevas, the Red Ears pitching coach, is going to the mound to talk to Kolek, as Andrew Knapp will be the next hitter. So Acuna with a grand slam for the Braves today. For months, it looked like he was a shoo-in to win the MVP award in the National League, but Mookie Betts has perhaps surged past him. Mookie has two home runs tonight against Acuna's Braves, and he is up to 38 homers on the season. His OPS is higher than Acuna's now. Betts has kind of gone the extra mile for the Dodgers this year, moving in to the infield. In fact, playing a lot of shortstop, which he had never done in the majors before. But the Braves are winning the game right now, 8-6 in the eighth inning at Dodger Stadium. Kolek ready to face Knapp now. Two on, no one out. There go the runners. Pitch is outside. Throw to third. Not in time. Stealing third is Hensley. Salazar steals second. And Sugarland has the tying runners in scoring position on a double steal. The pitch was a ball, too. Knapp was showing bunt, by the way. Pretty close play over at third, but Hensley was in there ahead of the tag. Here's the 1-0, and Knapp swinging, hits a bouncer to the right side. This will get a run in. It's fielded by Unroe. He throws out Knapp at first, but Hensley scores to make it 4-3, and Salazar, the tying runner, is now at third base. So Knapp grounds out to drive in the run. And now with J.J. Mattejevic at the plate, the Red Ears have to bring the infield in. Mattejevic hit a two-out, two-run single in the sixth for Sugarland's other runs prior to this inning. And the pitch is a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Tying runner at third, one out of the eighth. And the pitch to Mattejevic is swung on and fouled off, 1-1 now. And that got a piece of Severino's mitt and stung his left hand. And it pushed his fingers back. One and one, the count to Mattejevic. Kolek's pitch is a fastball inside. 2-1. Now the 2-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Kolek going to a change there. Well, he could really use a strikeout with a runner at third and one out. Counts even on Mattejevic. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. That is the second out here in the eighth inning, and a huge strikeout with the tying runner at third. Now the infielders can back up to normal depth. Ryland Bannon will be the batter. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. in on the hands of Bannon. Bannon's hit was in the fifth. He doubled to right center. Salazar, the tying runner at third with two outs of the eighth. The Red Ears leading 4-3. Kolek's pitch swung on and fouled back. There's strike two. So Kolek ahead here. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Just off the plate outside with a slider. 1-2. One-two pitch. Popped up foul down the right field line out of play towards the berm. Fell over, but, you know, got the foul ball nonetheless. Kolek tried to put him away. The 1-2 pitch, low and outside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. Rainiers have Deloach, Shiner, and Trammell coming up in the bottom of the eighth. 2-2 pitch now to Bannon. Swung on, chopped to the right side. Unroh fields it, throws to first. In time for the out of the inning is over. The lead is still intact, although Sugarland draws closer. They get one run without a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Sugarland 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
On to the bottom of the eighth here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears leading Sugarland 4-3. New pitcher for the Cowboys, right-hander Anoli Paredes in from the pen. Joe Record, the previous reliever, went 1 2/3 scoreless without allowing a hit. He walked two and struck out three. Paredes, in his 43rd appearance, 2-3 with a 5.32 ERA. 44 innings, only 33 hits allowed, but he's walked 37, has 51 strikeouts. His first pitch is hit in the air to the other way by Deloach, and it goes foul. And that is strike one to Zach Deloach. Deloach 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and a run scored. You joined us late. Jake Shiner hit a three-run homer in the first. Sugarland got two runs in the sixth when J.J. Matijevic had a two-out, two-run single. Right here's added a run in the bottom of the sixth. a walk and a Deloach double setting up a run that was driven in by Shiner with a ground out. Sears a strike to Deloach. Sugarland just made it a one-run game again, though, by using two walks and a double steal to score a run in the top of this inning. So it's 4-3 as we hit the bottom of the eighth. 0-2 pitches outside, 1-2. Paredes with his next pitch, and it is inside. Shiner, who has driven in all four Rainier's runs tonight, is on deck. 2-2 to Deloach. Outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch. Fouled away, still 3-2. Payoff again. Crank to right field. It's deep. It's back. And it is gone. Zach Deloach goes deep. His 19th of the year. And the Rainiers get a big insurance run in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3. Line drive. Home run to right field for Deloach. Adds to his career-high home run total. And now just one away from 20. Hit it into the shrubbery. Here's Jake Shiner. Shiner hit his 29th home run of the year earlier tonight. And he takes a fastball for a strike. Paredes. Now allowed 5 homers this year in 44 innings. 0-1 pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. The Deloach homer, 107.9 miles per hour off the bat. That's the exit velocity. Series one. It's ball too high. 2 balls, 1 strike. Next pitch, swung on and fouled at the plate, and the count's even 2-2. Two-two pitch, fouled away. Paredes. With a good fastball, that one at 96 on the gun. Next pitch, swung on and hit to short on 2 hops, scooped up by Machado, and he throws out Shiner at first base. One away in the eighth. Now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell's 1-for-3 with a single. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Looks like Riley O'Brien is warming up in the Rainier's pen. And two up for Sugarland in the ninth. Their number 9 hitter, Machado, leads off, followed by Ply Madris and Joey Loperfido, with Leon in the number 4 spot. 1-1 pitch to Trammell. And he hits one in the air to right, but it's going to carry out to Loperfido, who makes the catch for out number two. So Trammell flies to right field. And two men are gone. Isaiah Gilliam will be next. Gilliam 0 for 2 with two strikeouts and a walk tonight. Switch hitter will bat left-handed against Paredes. And the pitch is up and away. 1-0. Now a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a foul back. One, two, up and away, two balls, two strikes. Now there's a fastball, down and in, ball three, and Gilliam has worked the count full. Three, two pitch, down and in, ball four. So Gilliam has his second walk of the night. He'll head down to first base, and there's a man aboard for Tanerowitz, who could be in his last opportunity to extend his hitting streak tonight. He's 0 for 3 so far. And has an 8-game hitting streak on the line in this at bat. And the pitch is swung on and popped up high in the air to right field. And Loperfido lining it up, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right ears, though, do get a run. A big one on a solo homer by DeLoach. One run on one hit. No errors. One runner left on base. We go to the ninth. Right ears trying to lock this one up. Our score, Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Well, we go to the ninth inning. The Red Ears lead Sugarland 5-3, and Tacoma trying to move out ahead in this series and trying to pick up a game on first place Round Rock, which has already lost tonight. But got to get three more outs, and they're hoping that Riley O'Brien is the man who will be able to get that done. O'Brien, in relief of Kolek, who went one inning without allowing a hit, allowed a rare run. Gave up two walks, struck out one. So O'Brien takes over. First pitch to Dixon Machado is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. O'Brien, 2-5, but with 10 saves, tied for third in the league, and a 2.68 ERA. And this is his 44th appearance for the Red Ears this year. His fastball catches the bottom of the zone. Counts even, 1-1. O'Brien, a big strikeout pitcher, 67 strikeouts in 47 innings. He's permitted only 34 hits. He's walked 28. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. So 2-1 to Machado, who will be followed by Bly Madris and Joey Loperfido. 2-1 pitch. Fouled back. Machado dropping to a knee on the follow-through of his swing. Counts even, 2-2. Right here's with the outfield straight away. Normal depth, and the infield back all the way around. Two balls, two strikes on Machado. O'Brien comes set. Here comes the pitch, and it is a fastball at the knees, called strike three. Down goes Machado, and there's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. O'Brien strikes out Dixon Machado, looking at a heater. 95 on the gun. And now Bly Madris will be the batter. Madris 0-4. And the pitch is hit in the air down the left field line. Ranging over is Gilliam into foul ground. Can't reach it. It hits the netting in foul territory. So simply a strike on the foul ball to Madris. Madris back in the batter's box now. Here's the 0-1 from O'Brien. Breaking ball, called a strike. The curve there from Riley O'Brien. And the count goes to 0-2. Next pitch coming from the righty. Check swing on a breaking ball in the dirt, and Madris held up in time. One ball, two strikes. Right here's trying to get back to 10 games over 500 in second half play. Here's the 1-2 on its way to Madris. And it's a fastball called, strike three on the inside edge. 96 miles per hour on that O'Brien heater. Two men are gone to the top of the ninth on back-to-back strikeouts, both looking. The Red Ears are an out away from victory. Loperfido, though, has not made many outs tonight, just one, in fact. He has reached base three times with a single, a walk, and hit by pitch. The pitch here is fouled back. There's strike one. Right here's trying to get back within two games of first. O'Brien, an out away from finishing this one off. His 0-1 pitch to Loperfido is on its way, and it is down and in. One ball, one strike. Now the next pitch coming from O'Brien, and it's a swing and a miss at the cutter. Count goes to 1-2. O'Brien has a chance to strike out the side of the ninth. Here comes his 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders are winners tonight, 5-3, as Riley O'Brien strikes out the side of the ninth inning to seal the deal with his 11th save of the year. Raiders win it. They go to 32-22 in second half play, just two games behind first place Round Rock, which lost today. The Raiders pick it up a game. We'll have all the details on the Pacific Coast League scoreboard later on in the post-game show, which will also include a recap of tonight's game and a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Raiders win it 5-3, the final. The Raiders post-game show is coming up next.
Embarrassed by ugly yellow toe fungus?
Living with toe fungus it's embarrassing. I was afraid to take my socks off. I hid my yellow and crumbly toes from everybody.
Introducing Crystal Flush. Crystal Flush is the only FDA-registered 2-in-1 home treatment that attacks your toe fungus from both the inside and out. Crystal Flush's new and different combination system knocks out toe fungus for good, guaranteed.
Crystal Flush is different. After just a few weeks, my fungus was gone. I mean, 100% disappeared. Crystal Flush was the only thing that ever worked. So if you're skeptical because you tried a bunch of other stuff, Crystal Flush is different. This is a game changer.
Crystal Flush is now available without a prescription, but it is not available in stores. Get your risk-free supply today. Go to crystalflush.com. That's CrystalFlush.com. Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow toenails. Go to crystalflush.com or call 800-204-4484.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Raiders win. They beat Sugarland 5-3, the final score today. And Tacoma had an early lead and never gave it up today, although I don't know if it ever really felt comfortable until the final out was recorded, as this was a close game throughout. It all began in the first, as all the games do. Logan Allen pitched a scoreless top of the first, and then at the bottom of the first inning, the Raiders with one out got a base hit from Jared Keldick in his first plate appearance of his rehab assignment. He singled up the middle against the Sugarland starter, Ronel Blanco. Zach DeLoach followed with a base hit to center field. And then Jake Shiner came up, and he got a heater in his wheelhouse, and he connected a three-run homer to left field, his 29th of the year, which leads the league. And the Raiders had a 3-0 lead in the first. Well, you think, wow, three runs in the first, three-run homer. Maybe this is going to be a big offensive uprising. Well, no. Blanco recovered from that homer and ended up pitching through the fourth inning without anyone getting to second base against him after that. But Logan Allen was dodging base runners left and right by getting double play balls. He had runners at first and second with one out in the second inning, got a ground ball double play. Walked the leadoff man in the third, got a ground ball double play. Walked the leadoff man in the fourth, got a ground ball double play, and then he got out of a jam without using the double play ball in the fifth. Allen delivered five shutout innings for the Raiders today, allowed only three hits, walked four, but survived all those walks by getting those double play grounders. He left the game after five with the Raiders still leading 3-0. But things tightened up in the sixth. The Red Ears brought in Eduard Bizzardo, who's been really good since joining the club, but Sugarland got to him today. Pedro Leon hit a leadoff single, stole second. Hensley drew a walk. After a ground out and a strikeout, runners were at second and third with two outs, but Sugarland's top RBI man, J.J. Matijevic, sprayed a two-run single into left field, and suddenly we had a one-run ball game on our hands. It was 3-2. Ryder Ryan came in from the pen, struck out Bannon to end that inning. In the bottom of the sixth, the Red Ears got a run back when Jared Kelnick drew a leadoff walk from reliever Austin Henson, and then Zach DeLoach roped a double to right field. That put runners at second and third. Jake Shiner grounded out. It scored Kelnick from third base, and the Red Ears were ahead 4-2. At that point, Shiner had driven in all four Rainiers runs. He's up to 99 runs batted in on the year. But in the eighth, the Rainiers brought in Steven Kolek, who had allowed just two runs in his last 28 innings, and he's been just terrific from the pen. But today he walked the first two batters, which is something he has not been doing at all during this run of great pitching. It happened today, though. He walked Hensley and Salazar, who then executed a double steal, and they were at second and third with no one out, tying runner in scoring position at second. But Kolek was able to get Knapp to bounce out for the first out. It brought in Hensley to make it 4-3. But Kolek had a huge strikeout of Matijevic for out number two, and he got Bannon for the third out and kept it a one-run Rainiers lead 4-3. And then the Rainiers got a big insurance run at the bottom of the eighth when Zach DeLoach lined a solo homer to right field, his third hit of the game and 19th home run of the season. That made it 5-3 Tacoma. Turned it over to Riley O'Brien in the ninth, and he struck out the side to nail down his 11th save. And the Red Ears were winners today, 5-3, the final score. Final totals for Tacoma, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 5 on base. Sugarland scores 3 runs on 5 hits, no errors, left 8 on base. Winning pitcher is Logan Allen. He's 4-0. O'Brien the save, his 11th. Blanco takes the loss. He's 4-4. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 44 minutes. The attendance, 5,534. Red Ears with a win go to 69-60, and Sugarland falls to 51-78. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 7:05. Marcus Walden starts for the Red Ears against Brandon Belak for Sugarland. We'll start our pregame show up at 6:55 p.m. Red Ears win at 5-3 the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Red Ears win 5-3 over Sugarland. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. This isn't going to take long. There were only 4 games today. Mariners off. They are at the New York Mets to start a 10-game road trip tomorrow night. 1 game in the American League. Tigers beat the Yankees 4-3 in the 10th inning. The Yankees got a 3-run homer in the 9th from the rookie Anthony Volpe to tie the game, and then Detroit won it in the 10th on a throwing error by shortstop Gleyber Torres, so Detroit wins 4-3. In the National League, Marlins beat the Nationals 6-1 as Jazz Chisholm clubbed a 3-run homer, and Braxton Garrett pitched well for the win. The Giants win at San Diego 7-2. Mikey Yastrzemski with a homer and 2 runs batted in. San Francisco had a 6-run third inning in that game against the Padres. And the fun game tonight is this Braves-Dodgers game, which is still going. Atlanta leading 8-7, trying to close it out at the bottom of the ninth, but the Dodgers have men on base. Ronald Acuna has hit a grand slam. Mookie Betts, two homers for the Dodgers. Those are the two leading MVP candidates in the National League going head-to-head, and that game's still going in the ninth. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. The Red Ears beat Sugarland 5-3. We'll check the PCL scores after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, the Red Ears win. They beat Sugarland 5-3, and it's always nice to get a three-run homer in the first inning, isn't it? Jake Schiner connecting with the three-run bomb in the first and drives in another run later. Schiner is now one away from some major milestones in both the home run and the run batted in categories. He's at 29 homers and 99 runs batted in, and 30 and 100 are right there for the taking. It could happen tomorrow. So Jake Schiner continuing his excellent season. Huge game today. Drives in four of the Red Ears' five runs. And Zach DeLoach was 3-for-4 with a homer, his 19th. He's about to get to number 20. He's already hit a career high with 19 this year. Red Ears gained a game today. First place Round Rock lost at Oklahoma City 4-2, the final score, as the Dodgers scored three runs in the bottom of the seventh to take the lead. And the Rainiers are only two games out of first. Las Vegas entered play today two games out of first. Their game is up in the air. They're tied with Salt Lake 7-7 in the bottom of the 10th, although Vegas has the bases loaded with one out, so it looks like they're getting ready to win that game. And if they do, they would only be one game out of first. But if for some reason they can't score and they end up losing, they would be tied with the Red Ears. Other games, El Paso held off Reno in a slugfest 12-8 at Greater Nevada Field, and Albuquerque beat Sacramento 2-0. That game was 0-0 after 8, and the Topes got two runs in the ninth and won it 2-0. Well, the Red Ears will be back in action here tomorrow night at 7:05. Marcus Walden against Brandon Belak, and we'll start up the pregame show at 6:55. And until that time, this is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score tonight, Tacoma 5, Sugarland 3. Have a great rest of your Thursday night.